Pulling my denim jacket tighter around me, I wandered down the streets of Caudry. After spending the day setting up, I decided to go out on my own and explore the town for myself. Despite the initial dark premonitions, setup had been rather uneventful. Camp had been set up on the edge of town, right along a thick forest that bled into the wetlands, behind the fairgrounds. If I ventured too far from the trailers in the wrong direction, the ground gave way to sticky mud hidden in tall grass. The trees around seemed to bend forward and lean down, as if their branches were reaching out for us. Long vines and Spanish moss grew over everything, and I swore I'd never seen a place so green before. After the sun finally set, and the heat of the day began to break, everyone settled in, happy to rest after many hours on the road. All of the base camp was set up, and we'd begun getting the carnival ready to open tomorrow afternoon. Even though I hadn't gotten much sleep, I was too restless to just stay in the motorhome. I slid out quietly, moving between the trailers to avoid someone stopping me or asking to tag along. Living in the carnival like this meant I was almost never alone, and sometimes I just needed to get out by myself and clear my head. I didn't have to walk that far until I'd made it into Caudry town proper, and it was just as green as the outskirts of town where we were camped. Buildings seemed prone to a mossy growth on their sides, and the street lamps had orbs of light glowing around them, thanks to the humidity. While the center of town appeared more like any of the other hundreds of towns I'd visited before, all bright and clean and shiny and new, the peripheral parts were like ghostly reminders of a long history. I stuck to the side streets, hiding away from the glossier parts of Caudry. On a street called Joliet Avenue, I found an area that must have been glorious in its prime. Huge houses, verging on mansions, lined the streets, hidden behind willows and cypresses towering above them. The streets were cobblestone, but they had begun to wear and crack, with grass and weeds growing up between them. As I walked down the street, I heard the faint sounds of a party several houses down. It was a strange juxtaposition of the fading Gothic beauty of the neighborhood with the rock music. One of Bon Jovi's latest hits, You Give Love a Bad Name, and new cars parked in front of it. A wrought iron fence separated me from the party house. Large stone posts flanked either side of an open gate, and I paused at the end of the driveway. It curved in front of the house, and it was overflowing with parked cars, including a cherry red 86 Mustang that stood out sharply against the white mansion. Every window in the house was on, making the house glimmer on the darkened street. At one time, it had probably been nestled on the edge of a plantation, but the town had grown up around it, burying it in suburban streets and overgrown trees.